So let's get this. So we're up to Lamentas of Anaf. We're going back to where we left off. We just did the 2/3, 1/3 thing, right? So now we're back, going back to. So basically, the halacha which said is that in terms of gedilim seal, the achila, the noiv tzitzis is to have 1/3 gedil, 2/3 of seal. Okay. But the eved, you could have a rov gedil, that's fine, or you could even have only one cholya. Even one cholya is enough. Okay, so that's the minimum. It seems one cholya. So the Gemara asks, "V'kama shir cholya?" And how much is the shir of a cholya? Okay, what's a cholya is I think it's like a segment, or something. Okay, a segment, one. But it refers to the unit of the loops. Okay, each unit of loops. Okay, so how much is the shir of a cholya? Well, that's why it's cholya, but it doesn't help us practically. So what's the shir of a cholya? So it says Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Kadeshi Yichroch, V'Yishana V'Yishalish. So the amount that you wrap it around, and then you wrap it again a second time, and you wrap it a third time. Okay? Rashi above that. I'm sorry. Rashi, Al Choyachas, Hakafagim upon. He tells you what's going to come later on the Gemara. It says, encircling three times. Okay. So one question the guys ask is, it's a funny way to say the shear. I mean, just a simple way to say it. I mean, the way we always refer to it is three loops. Shalosh krechos. Right? That should be the shear. Shalosh krechos. That should be the shear. That's the way to describe it. Why is it describing it like, so to speak, describing the action? Kedesha yichroch, means that you loop it, and then loop it again, and then loop it again. It just sounds like a funny way to say it. Why is it doing that? And they're saying, what does it mean, k'day shi'echroch? What does it mean, like the amount that you could do? You have to do three loops. I mean, that is the fact. I don't think that it's just a shir. I mean, the chulya is a set of three loops. So what it means, why is it talking like that? K'day shi'echroch yishana v'shalish. It's a funny way to state the shir. Okay? Any other questions? Just the basic question. Why is this the shir? I mean, why not one loop? I mean, tell me, deal is loop, so why not one loop? I mean, what's the idea? I mean, could we have an idea about the shear? Is it just like to exert a kasuv, like this is the shear, or is there some idea in the shear? I mean, I don't know, three as opposed to two or four, or whatever, but I mean, what's the idea? I mean, what's the basic concept in the shear? Right. So just what's the idea of gedil?
What's gedil mean?
Gedil is like a chain.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a chain. But it's basically the solid part of our tzitzis is the gedil.
Okay,
and the loose part is the psil. Okay. So so basically you need both. You need gedil and psil. Okay, you need which as we said is difficult. I mean, what's tzitzis? Is this gedil? Is this psil? I mean, what kind of entity is it? You have two parts. So we said that really and based on the whole sugya, but basically really the loose strings, that's really what you're interested in. Okay? That's tzitzis. The word tzitzis means like hair, like a hair. Right? So it's the loose part, which is really tzitzis. But we said that the thing is in tzitzis, the whole idea in tzitzis is that the tzitzis is really a part of the baggage. It's not just like a separate thing that you attach to the baggage, but it becomes a part of the baggage. So the question is, how do you attach the loose strings to a baggage? How do you make them part of the baggage? So the way you did it is through gedil. Gedil is the intermediary, because a gedil partakes of the basic idea of Bagad, because it's like strings which have a certain structure to it. Okay, they're like linked up, but it's close enough to strings because it hangs off of the Bagad. So by you extend the Bagad with the Gedil, which extends the Bagad, and then the Psil emerges from the Gedil, because the Psil is an extension where it comes. It's the natural the thinning out of the Gedil. So thereby, the tzitzis, the strings, are served to the baggad. Okay? So the idea of the gedil is basically, it's extending the baggad. So that's why you have to have the quality, it's the idea of gedil is that which has the quality of baggad. Okay? Of certain strings, migdal together, like attached together. Okay? Mechubar, I guess. Okay? So it would seem that if you just have, you can't just have that. In the world of baggad, I mean, you need a certain amount. Just one string twisted around another string doesn't create that quality of baggad. It seems you need a certain amount of, like, a consistency of that, or a certain size, in order for it to register as, like, the property of baggad. Okay, otherwise, just one string and another string, they happen to be twisted. But Whereas when you have a significant three times around, now there's an entity, the minimal entity in the world of Beged is when you have three things like that. That's when the minimum entity is created. Okay, so that's the right. That's what you're saying, right? So that's the minimum chatza, I guess, in the which is recognized in the world of Beged is really three. Okay, three loops. Okay. Now, so the question is, so why does it say it in this funny way? So just say three loops. Right? But I think that's in line with the idea. See, because a loop isn't really a chafza. Okay? See, if you even think the word loop, a loop just means that you do the action of looping. A loop is al shem the verb that it's, you know, that it's called. A loop is that you act the action of looping it around. But the idea is, in the world of a beged, a loop isn't an object. Okay, the minimal object is where you have a series of loops. Okay, and a series of loops means that it's not like you have one chatzah of a loop and then another chatzah of a loop, then another chatzah of a loop. Because then, if once you'd say a loop was a chatzah, there's no halacha of a shear, and there's no halacha you need three. Why should you need a shear here? Really, you just need the one. But the thing is that a loop isn't a chatzah. A loop isn't an object. So by doing the action of looping three times, that's the way you produce the minimal object. So it has to describe in terms of the action, because that's pointing to the fact that it's not three chafzos, it's one chafza. It's just this one chafza could only be produced by doing the maisa of looping three times. So therefore it's exactly it. Kedei, sheh, because that's how you produce a cholya, through doing this action. But there's no chafza until you do that action three times. Okay? So I'm saying the kedei is just in terms of the way, that's the way you say it in terms of the action. As you have to do the action three times. They show you that you do it one time, you do it another time, you do it another time.
Okay.
It's interesting because in other words, it's true. We describe it a krecha. Okay, that's the word krecha. But krecha is really it's not a chafza word. It's right. Taking the maisa of being korecha and making it's that which was nechrach. That's what a krecha is, you know. But a chulya is a chafza. A chulya is a noun. It's not referring to it as a verb, because the chulya is the entity. So I'm saying that's the minimal entity. Notice, what turns out here, it's not pshat that it's a shear. It's not pshat that a chulya is a shear. It's not a shear. A shear would be, like you have three of them. Why should there be a shear? There's no halacha of a shear here. There's no reason to have a shear here. But it's just one. It's one object. But the object is created through the action three times. Right? So the wording points to the idea, I think. Yeah. So Tana, right there. So last word in the line, Tana. Tana. So now the question is, again, it's not clear what this is talking about even. But let's learn how many chulyas you have. Okay? How many chulyas you have? That's the simplest way to learn. We don't do it. The way we have it is, this can get into it. But let's say how many chulyas. So the question is, a chulya is three loops, but how many chulyas should you have? So it's saying that one who is a poches, who lessens things, okay? It's funny, it's like a person, you know, this guy's a poches. A guy who's a lessener, he shouldn't make it less than seven loops, okay? It's basically, he shouldn't do less than seven. The hamosif, and if you want to do many, a lot, lo yosef al shalosh asrei. You shouldn't do more than 13. So between 7 and 13, okay? So why? So it says, a poches, lo yipchos misheva, keneged sheva rakiyam. Because seven is because there's seven rakiyam. So therefore, if you want to do the least amount, you should reflect the seven rakim. V'hamosif lo yosef al shlosh asrei keneged shiva rakim v'shiva avir v'shivineihem. So if you want to do more, so it's 13 because it's seven rakim, and in between each of them, you're going to have an avir, a space in between the rakim. I guess you have to have a space, otherwise it's not going to be seven. Otherwise, it's going to be one big rakia. So to have seven rakim, you have to have a space in between each of them. Not you don't need a space on the sides, just in between, right? So you need a space in between all of them, so you can have 7 rakim, 6 avirim. So 7 plus 6 is 13. Therefore, you do 13. Okay? Okay, so let's see. So let's see Rashi, okay? I mean, the Gemara, it's a funny, very funny Gemara. I mean, it's rarely see a halacha that looks like this, you know? I mean, a Gemara looks like this. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lo yipchos mishela, chulyos. Okay? Shisha avirim shebein sheva rakim. V'alshem, so now he's trying to say, why is this whole thing coming up? So it's V'alshem sh'atcheles dom al-yam. Tcheles looks like the sea. V'yam dom al-rakia, and the yam looks like the rakia, right? Which then goes, looks like the kisei hakavod, and the Gemara there goes on. And ultimately it reminds you of God, because that's, I guess, saying that ultimately it brings to mind God. Okay? it's like infinite or whatever, something like that. Kedil kaman. So since the halacha the tcheles is supposed to remind you in some sense of the rakia, okay, the sea which then brings you to the rakia, medame sidura la sidur rakia. So therefore we compare its like ordering to the its seder to the seder of the skies.
The tcheles, I guess, whatever.
Kedai, now this is hard to figure out what it's talking about, but let's just take, I think I like this one, it's good. So look on the one on the side, the star, Kedai, Lizkar LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, to remember, Latova, Lizkar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Latova, whatever. It means to I guess, to help better remind us of the Rekia, which then goes to God, I think. Sha'av Tziva, Kimokein Nizkar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the color also is determined by that type of a principle. And the color, and I think just like the color is blue because blue is to remind you of the sky, so the number also they set up to remind you of the sky. And the number is the number of the skies. So how are you going to choose your number? So choose it because I would like the number of the skies because that will help you remember. It will help you remember the sky. So it's like a added thing. In the same way as the color is chosen by the Torah, remind you of that. So too, the number is, so I guess this is a halacha, a minhag, I don't know what it is, but that also should remind you of the sky. I mean, the gersos is very hard, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that where they see precedent for the idea, you say, what kind of idea is the numbers to remind you of the heavens and all that? He says, no, you see, the color is also that way. So it's just like you have the color that way, and that's minhag, that's the color. So, and the Chazal say that's what it's for, to remind you of God through the Rukiah. So therefore, the number also, the number follows a similar pattern, so therefore it should be 7 to 13. Okay. So, are there any questions? I mean, can we formulate questions? I mean, besides the fact this just sounds strange, I mean, is there any questions we can formulate, or is it just strange? So, the first question is Matt asked, and it's a very good question. It's, if you looked at the halacha, so what's the halacha? So, let's say 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Seems like it's good because it's saying you can't do less than 7, you can't do more than 13. So it sounds like the entire middle is good. Otherwise, it should say do 7 or 13. It doesn't say do 7 or 13. It should say, it says don't do less than 7 or more than 13. So it seems like you have the whole middle. But the idea, if the whole thing is to remind you of the Rikiyim, it would seem that 8 or 9 or 10, 11, 12 won't really do it. I mean, maybe 13 will if you start doing these calculations, 7 plus 6, but and 7 maybe will. But it seems, how are these middle numbers going to remind you of that? Because 7 of the Rikiyim and only one of the middles, or two of them, like, that doesn't reflect anything. Those other numbers don't do anything for you. So that's strange, right?
Right, no.
Okay, that's a good question. What kind of halacha is that? I mean, either one's hard. A range is funny, and options are funny. What kind of halacha is that? But if it's options, you could see, though, because it's saying, if we want to remind you of the Rikiyim, so there are two ways to remind you of the Rikiyim. Yeah. 7 or 13. But a range, I mean, what kind of thing is that? How does it work? I mean, it seems the whole thing is a functional thing to remind you of it, and it's funny. Answer. I mean, it is funny, the Avirim. I mean, just say 7. I mean, why did it be so complicated? Why 7 or 13? Because, I mean, what is the Avirim? Avirim are nice. But, I mean, the essential thing is the Rikiyim. I mean, what are you adding in the Avirim for? Right? I mean, no one would be upset if it said 7 because there's 7 Avirim. I don't think anyone would say, what do you mean? What about the Avirim? Right? I mean, it sounds 7. It's 7. Right? I mean, that's the real thing we're interested in, is the Rikiyim, right? I have another question. Okay, I guess, yeah, the thing is like this, is that, I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to ask this kind of question, but sounds like, I mean, if you see, I could see saying that that the color, if you see a color, you start seeing color, you start associating the color, this is, you know, there's sometimes you see a color, you say, wow, that's like the sky, you know, I mean, there's such a thing like that, I mean, sky blue, you see we have the color like that, it's called that, you know what I mean, because color is, I guess, like an emotional, it has a certain impact on you, and you associate it to the color, which you normally, you know. But, I mean, if you have 7 loops in the thing, you're going to think because there's 7 heavens? I mean, I don't know, maybe just because that's not our science anymore. But, I mean, is that what it's saying? I mean, is that saying, like, your average guy, back in the day, like, if you told him 7, he'd think, oh, that's like 7 Rikiyim. 7, you know, like, is that the way people think? Like, I don't know, just, you know what I mean, like, it's a looser kind of a connection. I mean, I don't know, like, how many elements are there on the period? Do we know of? I don't know, is that like a thing? 112. If you say 112, do you naturally think of the elements? I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe that's the way it goes. I mean, if you say a number, do you naturally think? I mean, 7 is a pretty common number. I mean, maybe I think of Shabbos, or I don't know. Who knows what I'd think of? I mean, it just sounds like a funny thing. Like, I don't know, does this have to be real, or can you just say anything, you know? That's my question. I mean, the colors I could see, I mean, it just does seem experientially, there's a thing like that. If you see color, a certain color, you naturally associate things. Right. But numbers are very loaded. I mean, lots of numbers. Well, look at this total. That's a good, so a good approach. They say maybe it means that the color only works somehow once you have the color. If you just had, I'm sorry, the number only works once you have the color. If you just have a number, it wouldn't do anything. But once you have the color, then the number works. Okay, but Tosus, I think, supports that, because Tosus says, Le'ibchot mi'sheva, k'negi sheva rakiyam. He says, L'fish t'cheles tom li'yam, v'yam no l'kiyam. V'yanan, d'les on t'cheles, l'kabtinan b'ha. He says, we don't have t'cheles, we don't worry about this. So the question on the surface is that if you're telling me there's two things that remind you of the rakiya, right? So two things remind you of the rakiya. And Chazal set up another thing to remind you of the rakiya. So just because nowadays we don't have the t'cheles method, so therefore we throw out the other one, at least to remind you of it partially. Right? I mean, there are two reminders. We don't have one of them, so do the other one. I mean, well, why? Just because you don't have one, do you throw out the other? Right? But according to what they're saying is that that it's the tcheles, that the number alone doesn't do anything. It only works together with once you already have the tcheles, then it could function together with the tcheles, right? But therefore, if you don't have tcheles, then it can't work. But I think it still has to be explained is, oh, what do you need this for? I mean, the tcheles is good. The tcheles reminds you of that. Like, what do they decide? You know what? Let's throw in another thing that also reminds you of this guy. I mean, what's that idea? I mean, it's funny. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, what's the deal? If you have the tcheles, I mean, it seemed like tcheles was good. I mean, wasn't that a good thing? It seemed like it was a nice thing. It worked. And Torah held by it. And now, like, I don't know. Why do you need to throw in another thing here? And also, this other thing doesn't seem to work that well. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to get into their science. But, I mean, I guess back then, if you thought four, you'd think of the four elements. That seems to be like a pretty, you know, maybe. I mean, I don't know, four seasons. See, numbers are loaded. I mean, a color, a certain kind of a color, like, you know, like a certain blue. I mean, they're unique colors. Certain colors just remind you of things. Sky blue, there aren't many things which are sky blue, or whatever. Certain colors, it's true, there's a limited amount of colors, I guess, and there's certain associations with colors. But, I mean, numbers, I mean, if you're dealing with a huge number, 112, so how often does 112 come up? But if you're dealing with a number like 7, I mean, or 13, I mean, it just seems like there are a lot of meanings you could have to that number. So a person's going to actually think, oh yeah, it must be because of the Rakiyam, that's another thing, you know? I mean, I don't know, you could just take their word for it, but I mean, it just seems like, you know, if you really want to push the point, it seems so hard to understand. Now, what do you need it for? I don't say, what do you need it for? That's the question. And then the first question is the range, 7 to 13, I mean, that just seems like a more grounded odd question. Other ones are like a little bit out there, trying to, you know, getting into harder types of things. But I mean, the basic question, the basic halacha itself seems difficult. In the 7 through 13, you say 7 or 13. That's always halacha should have been, it would seem. Okay. So another question is, what's this idea about poches ve'amosef? I mean, just say, lo yebchos misheva ve'lo yosef al shoshas, right? What's this like a person is a poches? Like what's up with that? You know, it's a funny way to say it, like as if there's a kind of a person who's like, you know, is like thrifty in his loops and the guy, you know, extravagant. You know, it's just funny. Like, well, why say it that way? I mean, I don't know if you can answer all these questions, but it's a question nonetheless. I mean, you could say it's an expression. I know you could say it's an expression, but I don't know. It sounds, yeah, maybe. Just saying it. All I want to say is that. And Moshe was saying is that it's not, it's not pshat that the guy who wears it is necessarily going to see the number and think of it, but the halacha. The halacha is, what's the range? The range is 7 to 13. And that range, anywhere in that range, is kasher because it's in that range. So the range reflects the 7 and 13. Right? But not the particular wearer is going to think of if you don't know the halacha, you're not going to. But the halacha reflects it. So, but what I'm asking is that that's true. That minimizes the problem. Because it's true. The guy who sees 8 isn't going to think of that. But we're not interested in that. We're in halacha. But still, it would seem to be better if the halacha reflects it most directly. Why use this range? It seems to be, it works, but I mean, why not just say the halacha should be 7 or 13, and then the halacha will reflect it, the halacha will reflect it better, and you'll also have a guy who will see it and think of that. You know what I mean? But even forget the guy seeing it. You don't say we don't care about the guy. But even the halacha is reflected, you might as well reflect it in the best way. Okay, so I think it comes down to this, the nature of the halacha here. See, because again, like you said, like Hill was saying before, I mean, and if the guy doesn't think about it, then you're going to say it's a nayotze or something like that. I mean, that's a funny type of a thing. Like, what is this? So, So it has to be that although this may be the reason, like the Tama Davar is remind you of the number of Rakiyas, but it has to be incorporated into the halacha. I mean, it has to be halacha. It can't just be a guy has to think about it. It's not the mitzvah. I mean, it's to be incorporated into the structure of the mitzvah for the tzitzis, or the structure of a cholio, or something like that. It can't just be, it's not just what's going to remind you, right? So the thing is like this, is that I would say you can't have a halacha 7 or 13. Like you said before, I mean, you can't have a halacha, what's the shir? Well, the shir could be 7, or a shir could be 13. A shir of 7, or there's no unifying concept, although in Tama Dover there's a unifying concept, but in halacha, in formulation, there's no unifying concept of 7 and 13. They're just two completely different things. So you can't have a halacha of 7 or 13, but a range is a unified concept. That's a unified thing. There's a range, there's a certain size of a chaliyah, okay, a medium-sized chaliyah, or whatever. I don't have a medium, but an idea of a range means that you could have, there is such a thing as a minimum shir, there's such a thing as a maximum shir. So it's saying, the chulyas, what's the size of the chulya? There's a minimum and a maximum. Okay, the size, it's this size, this type of size. The size which is, if you're making a big chulya, there's such a thing as a guy who makes big chulyas, a guy who makes small chulyas. So it's like, if you make it, it could be within the range, the size of your chulya is within between 7 and 13. And this range, the limitations, the delimiters of the range, are based upon the idea of 7 and 13, which both reflect the idea of Rakia. So by choosing the range, so it's not that the guy, and then together with that, with your point, it's not that the guy is going to see 8 and going to think that. But the shear is, what does the halachic system say? It's a range of 7 to 13, but what kind of range is that? That's an arbitrary range. No, because the range is chosen, because that's a range which reflects, that's why we choose that range, which is a range which reflects Rakia. Both sides of the range reflect the concept about Rakia. I mean, but halachically, it had to set itself up as a range, because there'd otherwise be no. You could have just 7, that would be possible. Or 13 would also be possible. That's the shear, it's an exact shear. Or you could say a range. But two choices, that there's no there has to be unification. For it to be a halachic formulation, it can't just be one or the other. Right? There's a range, there's no such thing like. There's nothing. What does 7 have and 13 have, which 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 don't have? Besides for Tama Davar, but in terms of as a structure, there's no, 7 is a thing, 13 is a thing, but there's no unifying thing which 8 in between numbers don't have. But a range, you could say there's a certain range, there's a certain size. So 7 to 13, everything in that thing is approximately the same size. So you have to have a cutoff point and a range. So everything within that range is within the same ballpark of size. So less than more are not, right, not within that size. Exactly. He also says, good. Because the middle numbers, 8, 9, 10, 12, are only realities insofar as their relationship to the endpoints of that range. So in other words, 8 reflects it. Why is 8 good? Because 8, why is 8 good? Because it's in the range of 7 to 13. So in other words, any number you have to choose, the number has to be somewhere in that range. So it's not 8, but it's 7 through 13. So when you do 8, that's good because it's 7 through 13. In any range, the significant points of the range are the endpoints. So what's the range here halachically? That with endpoints 7 to 13. So the entire range, it reflects the endpoints. Now the question is, so how does it remind you of it? It was a Baal HaLacha who looks at it is going to notice this, or how does it work? And also the question is, what do they need to add this? That other question is, what do they need this for? I mean, Tcheles is below reminds you of Rakia. So when they add another thing, I mean, what's the point of this whole thing? I mean, it sounds funny. And also you could ask the Rakia, what do you need the Rakia for? I mean, the Avira. Why not just say 7? I mean, what would be wrong with 7? Wrong with 7.
Easier.
Yeah, what do you need Avirim for altogether? The question also, we have to clarify better. In other words, why it is that apparently this halacha of the number is Tali in the Tcheles. Right? I mean, we said it's good. I mean, it seems that it works together with Tcheles, but in the context of our answer, we should really explain that. I mean, why is it that you can't say, look, we don't have Tcheles, but at least reflect the Rikim through this range? Right? I mean, why is it? How does this work exactly if they go together? I mean, that's an important question. Yeah, that's important. Okay, because that shows you, gives you a framework in which to understand this. It seems it can only exist somehow as an enhancement or whatever of the trailers. Yeah, okay, fine. We'll continue tomorrow.